Argentina's new president wants a national dialogue on his country's economic crisis. Argentina is trying to avoid a financial collapse after devaluing the peso and defaulting on its $141 billion foreign debt. Yesterday, President Eduardo Duhalde announced that he will bring together political, business, and church leaders to confront joblessness, government spending, corruption, and other key issues. In the past, countries facing similar economic problems received a financial boost from the United States and the International Monetary Fund. So far, Argentina is being left to work itself out of the crisis. Nancy Birdsall is president of the Center for Global Development. She says the U.S. and others should do something to help Argentina, but she says the U.S. should adopt the same strategy it used when it helped Mexico out of its economic crisis in the mid-90s.
Mexico had already bitten the bullet by saying it would go ahead with the devaluation. So the intervention came when Mexico already had an exit strategy.
A healthy Mexican economy keeps more people home, I suppose, and you don't have that same urgency with Argentina.
Sure. I mean, with these problems of sovereign debt, we've seen it in Russia, Mexico, East Asia, of course, in 97, 98.
Well, in Asia, it seemed contagious. They were sort of falling like dominoes there.
That's right. And that made it much more sensible for the U.S. to take a strong step. The problem in Argentina has been a slow burn, and the markets have seen the problem looming at least for the last year, if not for the last 2 years. They've factored in the likelihood that Argentina would default or at least devalue and maybe end up in a bit of chaos. Because it was predictable, there's not that financial contagion.
You've had countries go to the International Monetary Fund and just cry help, sort of declaring bankruptcy. Would Argentina do that in this case?
Oh, yes. Argentina needs the IMF now very much, but they have to send signals about what kind of a program would be acceptable. And the early signs are not that encouraging. For example, Argentina has indicated in the short run it'll go to what's called a dual exchange rate, which can create another round of corruption. Those who are insiders, who have the know or have power or political influence, have an opportunity to use the better price, whichever exchange rate works better for them, leaving often the middle class or the poor to cope with the worst price for their pesos.
What are the consequences of letting a country work its own problems out?
I think it's going to be very tough on the people of Argentina. In this case, one of the reasons that we're not intervening, as the U.S. anyway, is that there won't be the kind of chaos in the larger financial markets. At least that's the sign so far. But I think, frankly, with Argentina as a close ally and a partner and having taken some good steps and some sensible economic reforms, doing some privatization, welcoming competitive foreign investment. It's a shame that we're leaving the citizens and our ally to make their own way. I think a little bit more insistent help might be welcomed, if not by the immediate government, by the people of Latin America.
Nancy Birdsall is president of the Center for Global Development.